Hey, we're back here on Downtown on a Monday afternoon. Rich Kimball with you. And it is that time of year again to start thinking about getting yourself in shape and helping the community at the same time with Commit to Get Fit from St. Joseph Healthcare. And to learn more about it, we're joined in studio by Brad Ryder and Carrie Capaldo. Thank you both for coming in. Great to see you again, because when this happens, when you show up, I know for sure that it's summer.
Good to see you, Rich.
It's summer.
By the way, congratulations to you. I saw the post from St. Joseph Healthcare, a wonderful award that you got, the Maine SAFE Program Award. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. MECASA, the Maine Coalition Against Sexual Assault, gives out annual awards. And the thing that's unique about the SAFE Award is that nominations are submitted by peers in the work that we do, so advocates and other SAFE nurses across the state. And I received the award for 2022. It's a great honor, and it's an accomplishment like no other in the SAFE world.
Well, that's wonderful. Congratulations on that. And for anybody who doesn't know, Carrie, what is forensic nursing?
Oh, it's a specialized type of nursing. We get specially trained to take care of people who are hurt by others. You know, all forms of interpersonal violence.
Well, that's a part of what's going to be benefited by this wonderful event every year. Now, last year, yeah, he had to deal with a little bit of rain and things.
But just a little bit.
Just a little bit. But it was still a great success. What did I see? Over $125,000 raised last year?
Yes, and over 300 participants, even in spite of all the rain that we had. We had a great turnout.
Excellent. Well, this year's event is going to be on Sunday, September 25th. As always, it'll start at Broadway Park. And there are lots of different options this year. You've got the 10K race, you've got a 5K, you've got a fun run for kids, a lot of different options this year, and a lot of different things for families to get involved with.
Absolutely. The 5K is a walk or run, and for some people that have never done any kind of a race or even that distance, it's a great way to commit to get fit. And we're talking about it really early on so that people have a chance to work up to that and to get out in their neighborhoods, do a walk or easy run, so that as a goal, they can do 3.1 miles, which is what a 5K is.
And you and I were talking before we went on the air that you've also partnered up with the Sub 5 Track Club. And online, I saw a little description of the course with you and my friend Dave Farrer talking about that. And that's a great connection to get them involved with some pretty serious local runners.
We do. And we have some great athletes in the area. And so if they're looking for a challenge, we have a 10K, which is 6.2 miles. And it's both road and trail run. Which just makes it a little bit unique and runs along the picturesque Kandeske Trail. It's really nice.
It's a great course, and I was reading online that there was some discussion about maybe changing the course, but the runners told you, no, keep it the way it is.
That seemed to be the overwhelming. There was some discussion about some hills being a little too challenging. But the thing about Bangor is there's always a hill there somewhere.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Now, there are some deadlines to think about here. If you register, pre-register before July 31st, you get to save some money. For the 10K, it's $35. It's $25 for the 5K, also $25 for the 5K walk. And then the children's fun run is $10, but those prices will go up after the 31st, so you want to get involved very early here. And, of course, the great thing about this event, it's a wonderful community event. You get to see great neighborhoods in the community, but also along with helping you get in shape and committing to do that, it helps a wonderful program. Can you talk, Carrie, about what the SAFE program does and who benefits?
Absolutely. So the SAFE program at St. Joe's, we're a team of nurses. We now, thanks to the Commit to Get Fit and our community sponsors and donors, have been able to create our own department and have full-time nurses that are specifically just dedicated to this now. We're able to take care of people who are affected by interpersonal violence, whether it's sexual assault or domestic assault or child abuse and kind of anything in between. And we're able to just spend the time and dedicate our time to this really good trauma-informed care. Interpersonal violence is a huge public health issue, and it's costly. I think the last time I checked in 2017, it cost about $9.3 billion in the United States. Imagine what that is in 2022. Mm. So anything we can do to help mitigate that, help prevent further traumatization, help prevent secondary assaults and things of that nature, you know, that's our goal, and to give people what they need in that moment.
The last couple of years have been challenging for everybody. I have to imagine you've seen an increase in the need for your programs in the COVID time.
We actually have. In the first 4 months of this year, we've increased our numbers by 176%.
Oh, my gosh.
And doubled our active caseload.
So what does this money allow you to do? How can it directly impact the need that we have here in Eastern Maine?
It allows the nurses to just do this. Before, we were working in the emergency department and doing the safe work. Now the nurses are just dedicated to the safe department and able to really spend the time and energy taking care of patients directly that need it. It also allows us to continue getting really focused education and training to make sure we're up to date and evidence-based, that we're able to give really good, diverse care and be inclusive. You know, we don't just take care of women. We don't just take care of sexual assault. If you've ever been hurt by another person, we're going to be there for you.
How can people reach out and get in touch if they need your services?
I can always enter through the emergency department. If you're not sure if you want to come to the hospital or maybe it's not accessible, we always, always, always ask people to reach out to the local sexual assault support hotline. You can find that online. 1-800-871-7741 is the hotline number.
Excellent. We're talking with Carrie Capaldo, Brad Ryder, about this year's Commit to Get Fit. And tell me a little bit, Brad, about Stay Healthy Bingo that's going on in the month of July.
Yes, that's just a fun way to have physical activity as well as make a little fun out of it. Carrie, help me on that one.
And so one of the local nurses, or she works in the ER, she also works at CrossFit, came up with this really lovely bingo card. And it just has a lot of cool ways to get you going in this next couple of months to stay healthy and to eat better, maybe pay attention to how much water you're doing. Some, you know, there's stuff on here. It's even like clean out one of the closets in your home. So you can access this. The link to the bingo card is on the Commit to Get Fit registration site. And the first three people to complete their bingo card gets a free in-body scan and 30-minute consult with a CrossFit Bangor nutrition coach.
Well, that's terrific. I have to think, too, over the years that you've seen this grow and really become a wonderful event for families, because you offer something for everybody, regardless of a physical condition, how active you are, whether you don't have to be a terrific runner. You can just go for the walk and have a wonderful time getting out, helping the community, and experiencing nature.
Absolutely. We've had some people that have never, ever done any kind of a organized walk or race, and they've rediscovered themselves. They really have enjoyed it and have stuck with it. So it's just a great feeling knowing people are discovering exercise is a good thing.
And you're sporting the t-shirt, not this year's shirt. That's not quite ready yet, but I like you flying the colors here today, Brad. That's nice.
Absolutely. And just wanted to mention that if you're not able to walk or run with the event, but would still like to help out, we always are welcoming volunteers to help with our event. Last year, we had over 130 volunteers. It's a big event. Mm. It takes a lot of help and a lot of volunteers to pull it off. So we appreciate each and every one of them.
Absolutely. And as far as the t-shirt goes, if you register before August 19th, then you're guaranteed to get a t-shirt in your size.
Not bad, huh?
They become collectibles after a while, right?
There you go.
Everybody, when they see you wearing that, they're like, oh, that's a great shirt. Where can I get one of those? Well,
wear it proud.
There you go. Pretty simple to do. Again, this year's event coming up on Sunday, September 25th. You can go online right now. Get signed up. Make sure that you are ready to go. And lots of great info on there as well. Let's talk about some of the people who make this happen, some of your sponsors as well. Who are some of the local companies that help out the effort here?
Well, certainly Cork Auto is our lead sponsor, as well as many, many organizations throughout the local greater Bangor area.
Yeah, I'm looking at the list here. DP Porter Contractors, New Orleans Water Treatment, the Bangor Daily News, Bangor Steel, Granville Stone and Hearth, News Center Maine, Down East Orthopedics as well. So thanks to all those folks and others who help out. And that's another way, too. If people maybe aren't going to be around that weekend, they can certainly chip in and help the cause with some financial backing, too.
Yep, and they'll find that information on the website for the Commit to Get Fit.
Excellent. And all you got to do is type in Commit to Get Fit, and it'll show right up in your search. Check it out. Be a part of this wonderful community event. Brad Ryder, Carrie Capaldo, great to see you again. Thank you both for stopping in.
Thank you.
Great to be here. Good to see you.
And, yeah, we'll learn more about it as we get closer. Come on back, and if you need to spread the word further as we get close to the day, come on in.
We will.